Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Recording from the cold and flu wing from Casa de Queso. Someone grab me a box of Kleenex. Hey, boys and girls, you're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. This is your co-host, Joel, past the NyQuil Cheeseman.
This is Chad, Spirit in the Sky, Soash.
And on this week's show, wandering nurses strike gold, gloat makes a move to be the goat, and deal is making deals. Let's do this.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos. What's up, Chad?
Dude, it's July.
It's July and I've got a cold. What's up with that? My kid, that kids are basically centers for disease that spread around the house, and I've been struck by a cold. I'm optimistic that it'll be gone by the time we go to Europe next week.
Let's hope. Let's all hope. You can always double mask for that 8-hour flight.
Yeah, and Europe's got the good over the counter drugs. So if I'm still sick by Europe, I'll just hit up the drugstore and be good to go.
We found an allergy medicine in France, mm-hmm, and can't get it here in the U.S. So we had to get it mailed from France to the U.S. because we just can't find it here. It's not made here, you know. So uh-huh. But anyway, yeah, we get a big box of it sent because it works fucking miracles. And it's not really medicine as much as it is natural. Uh-huh. But it's interesting that you can't find it here and how much of a pain in the ass it is just to be able to get that kind of meds/vitamins over here.
Oh, yeah. Whenever the wife and I head north to Canada, we always hoard some of the best meds that we can get in Canada. Or we'll have her parents, you know, bring down the Neocitrin in case we can't get up to
Canada anytime soon. But yeah,
be careful. You're stepping over the bounds of socialism there. My God.
Hey, I pay for it. Man. It's all paid for. No government subsidies with my over the counter drugs.
No, but you get them at a much lesser price than you do here.
That is true. I can buy like 3x what I would buy here, and I just hoard the shit.
Oh shit, dude. Okay, shout outs.
Shout outs. Well, you know what that bell means, Chad. I've got a Taco Bell shout out.
Imagine that.
Well, the Ladders and Career Builder could learn a thing or two about innovation from our favorite mass producer of tacos. The fast food chain that's doing God's work has just introduced the oversized Cheez-It Tostado and Crunchwrap Supreme. That's right. They replaced the big-ass tortilla chip with a big-ass Cheez-It. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Shout out from me to Taco Bell.
I can't believe the first shout out is Taco Bell. Okay, so I can't believe that I'm saying the next thing. Shout out to companies that will cover travel expenses for employees who need abortions. Shout out to companies that actually give a shit. This goes back to the American Bumpkin Project, which is apparently in full bloom right now.
What did you say?
Bumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to Airbnb. Well, the party's over at your favorite shared living space app, Chad. After making parties a no-no during COVID, the ban is now permanent and prohibits, quote, all disruptive parties and events, end quote, with a particular focus on open invite gatherings and, quote, party house properties, which are defined as those that attract complaints from the neighbors. Sounds like you may have to rethink that New Year's Eve throwdown in Portugal, Chad. Shout out to our friends at Airbnb.
Well, first and foremost, it's my condo. It's not Airbnb's condo. So I'll do whatever the fuck I want there until, you know, the management association comes and knocks on my door. A big shout out to Bas van de Havred, who just dropped a Gap Band-sized bomb on Phenom with his most recent survey. That's right, kids. Phenom seems to be in trouble with Indouble. Remember, Phenom acquired Indouble December of 2020. And since then, here's some info from his survey. 55% of Indouble's clients said they would probably stay as a client back in 2021. 55%.
Yikes.
Not a great score there, right? But now only 22% are willing to give them another chance, from 55% to 22% in about a year's time frame, kids. Indouble's rating for technical abilities went from second best to absolute worse, even worse than generic agencies. So they're getting beat by agencies that don't even specialize in what Indouble does. Next, their price/quality rating went from 6.5 to a 2.6 on a 10-point scale. This portfolio grab and European footprint play doesn't seem to be working out for Phenom with this specific acquisition.
I'm still in awe of your Gap Band reference that you made in the beginning of this whole thing. Like, how many of our listeners do you think got that? 20% have.
They'll look for it now. They'll definitely look for it
now. You dropped the bomb on me,
baby.
And then, all right.
Also, don't forget to download the full report at digitalvervin.nl. That's DIGITAAL. Yes, that's a double A. -WERVEN.NL. Wow, that's a fucking
threw a dash
domain
in there.
Jesus, yes.
All right, shout out to Hawaii, the 50th state, I believe, or 49th state. Anyway,
I think 49th. I think Alaska.
Yeah,
was.
I think you're right. Anyway, they enacted the nation's first statewide $18 minimum wage law. Of course, it's aimed at fighting poverty among the island's workers, which, by the way, is not a cheap place to live.
No, cost of living there is probably about $30 an hour. So $18, okay, yeah, that's awesome.
It ain't Mississippi, that's for sure. And the worst news maybe is you'll have to wait. You have to wait a while. It will go into a $10.10 per hour raise immediately.
Oh my God.
Then a whopping $12 on October 1st, and then in increments until it reaches $18 on January 1st, 2028. 8.
Holy shit.
The 6-year wait is a lot of whale watching, but I guess better late than never. It's a good thing Hawaii is such a cheap place to live. Shout out to our friends in Hawaii.
Whew, that sucks. Okay, so honorable mention this week, kids. There's so much happening in this space. WorkVivo gets a honorable mention after raising $22 million for its employee experience app that is supposedly there to keep teams connected. It's literally, as I dove into this, it's literally an internal Facebook is what it is. So we're taking the intranet, which everybody had at one time, and now we're having the intra Facebooks. Personally, I'm not a fan. Are you?
Of internal Facebooks? At least make it an internal TikTok. At least make it something new and exciting for the kids. Jeez, you could download a WordPress plugin called Work Buddy or Buddy Press or something. They'll like get the same thing back 15 years ago. Yeah, that's right. We're bringing up the Gap Band and Buddy Press. That's right.
Believe that.
And we're also bringing up free shit, Chad.
Oh, I love free shit.
Every week we talk about it. You got to get on board.
Wait a minute. Somebody just registered and then they emailed us and said, hey, I just registered. When am I going to get my t-shirt?
What did you say?
That's not how this works, kids.
Tell them how it works.
Here's how it works, guys. You got to go to chadcheese.com. You got to fill out the form. Then you get a chance to win a t-shirt from Emissary, beer from our friends at Pillar, or whiskey from our homeboys and girls at Text Kernel. But you don't get it automatically. You don't get it immediately. Have some patience. I know COVID's over and everybody wants everything now, but that's not how this works. Go to chadcheese.com. Click the free link and register to win.
Amen. Events, kiddos. We've got Wreckfest coming next week. The big question is, Cheeseman, I mean, after we have a full day on the Disrupt stage, you are drunk out of your mind. What are you doing after that?
I'm going to Checkers, apparently the hot spot there in Nebworth, where the beer is lukewarm like the Brits like it.
Yuck.
And the fish and chips are hot.
I love that.
I'll probably be partying with Bill Borman and crew at Checkers. How about you?
We're gonna bounce around England a little bit, and then we're going to take that next week and spend it in Portugal. So the condo in Portugal. This is a beautiful time of year. Going to be able to enjoy the beaches and then get my ass home for the last week of July, where Julie and I are going to the National Industry Liaison Group Conference, where I'm going to be on stage for a VIP event. I'm not going to be for the actual event, but for a VIP event that's being held by Circa. Going to be on with Angela Hood and our friend EEOC Commissioner Keith Sonderling. So drinks, food. And if you're out there listening and you're going to be at the NILG and you don't have an invite to the VIP, hit me on the messenger. I might be able to hook you up. No promises.
Yeah, they won't let me at conferences like that within, you know, like 100 feet.
Compliance.
But both of us are going to take a little advantage of our European tryst. And I am post Wreckfest. I think I'm going to take a little trip to the Liverpool, Manchester area and see some of those sites. Maybe see our friends at Karoo. Ooh. I don't know. Maybe get a new condom and a new pair of underwear from our friends in Manchester. And then I'm going to Finland, of all places, to hang out with my wife, who is doing a conference in Helsinki. You know how much she loves the North, Chad. And she has already bought train tickets to some city called Oulu or Ulo, where you can like walk to the North Pole. You can see like the Santa Claus land thing. So I'm going to be in full on North Pole mode after our stint in Britain. You enjoy that beach in Portugal, and I'll be riding reindeer with Santa in Finland.
You might want to keep it under the radar that you're actually going to Finland, because they might not allow them into NATO, knowing that your ass is there.
Shit, that's a fast track to NATO, baby. I'll be wearing my Bruce Springsteen t-shirt and my John Mellencamp trucker hat. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Let's flip that then. Finland's going to say, okay, fuck this. Not worth it.
Mara, the meatloaf! Fuck!
All right. We got birthdays to celebrate, kids. A few listeners this month. Chase Johnson. And Chad Manson. Ooh, that sounds okay. Like your fraternity leadership executive committee. Megan Maker. Paul, the Minnesota headhunter, Debetogenesis, whatever. No, yeah, no one knows. And by the way, Paul, LinkedIn lets you pronounce your last name on its site.
Audio.
Like I tried to get the full, the audio of it. Like I encourage you, if you're going to be the headhunter guy, to teach people how to say your name. Anyway, China Gorman, our good friend out in Vegas, you know, she's going to have a good time for her birthday soon. And Josh Akers. The Indie Posse celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, kids. 4th of July, good time to celebrate another year on the planet.
It is.
Topics!
Holy shit. So each week you and I select the top stories to talk about, and you chose this one, which I initially thought was a bit odd because it was...
You thought it was lame. That's what you thought.
It was highlighting North Dakota. So two websites that serve job service North Dakota are currently offline due to a vendor problem disrupting the job search process for job seekers. The outage began Sunday and is expected to last the rest of the week. The affected websites, Chad, two of your favorites, IndieWorkforceConnection.com and IndieLMI.com, which houses labor market information. You chose this one, though, because some 27 states, which, if you're keeping score at home, is more than half the states in our country.
Good math.
So, yeah, it's a big deal. Chad, this is your lane. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, go to EmployeeFlorida.com right now. System's down. There are 20 plus. I think it's around 27 states where job banks are actually shut down. We're seeing multiple states that are experiencing these outages plus more. And it's all because of one vendor. I shouldn't say because of one vendor. They're all under one vendor, being Geographic Solutions out of Pearl Harbor, Florida. So multiple inside sources say it is a substantial security breach in more than just the job bank systems, meaning around 40 states are actually, or maybe even more than 40 states are actually affected by this breach, which is also being categorized as a cyber attack. Remember back in the day when Monster and Career Builder had breaches?
Yeah.
I personally didn't think it was that big of a deal just because they didn't house real in-depth personal information, but state systems do, especially unemployment and insurance systems. Imagine someone having access to all of your personal data, social security number, address, bank account for direct deposits, right? Ooh. I mean, so... This is a huge issue. We obviously are facing cyber threats on a daily basis. The question is, in a hyper cybersecurity landscape, which we're going to continue to be in, will states be able to actually stay with just a single vendor? I mean, they do have some redundant systems, but from my understanding, even the hack is starting to spread into some of the redundant systems. So this, I don't want to see any company, Geographic Solutions, any states or anything like that have to go through something like this, but we have to be smarter about how we face cyber and the systems that we use.
You and I have discussed this, you know, since we've been doing this show, and you have sort of these tier one sites that you've got to be really good to get into, right?
Oh,
banking sites,
Google,
Microsoft, like companies that have entire teams dedicated to protecting the sites if they get attacked. And then you have this like tier two level where they're going to pay money with a ransomware attack, or they have really delicate data that could be mined and taken, which is a really bad thing. And we're seeing a lot in our space. We're in that tier two zone, right? So we've talked about Career Builder allegedly getting ransomware attacked a couple years ago. We remember UKG that had some of its payroll information disrupted. I think that was a ransomware attack as well. Fortunately for them, I think they're back online. And unfortunately, this is another employment category site company that has been attacked. And we are just in this weird zone of a lot of our companies have enough money to pay the ransomware attack, and a lot of our companies are housing data that can be used to make a lot of money. So I don't have an answer. It's not like the government will come in and create sites. Maybe there'll be legislation to have a certain level of security on some of these sites, but it is a problem. It has been since we've been doing this show, and it will continue to be a problem going into the future. I don't have a sense of how many people go to these sites. I doubt a ton, but you're right when you say the data that can be mined is really sensitive and really valuable.
Yeah, some of these sites are actually some of the most trafficked sites in the actual state. So when we take a look at job boards overall, we take a look at them as a huge kind of like conglomerate of the entire nation. When you go to these state sites, and me actually working with them over the years with the Direct Employers and National Labor Exchange, some of these sites are the most trafficked job sites in their state, period, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention, again, many of these on the unemployment insurance side of the house, you're forced to go in and use these systems as well. So they're connected. And again, we're not sure what exactly kind of an attack this is. We're not sure that they got any information. It's just, we know that there's an issue. Sites are down. There has been a breach, multiple sources, not just in public, but also some of my sources have said this is probably going to happen into next week.
Isn't that wild? That was sort of eye-opening when we did the House of HR show, learning that all these like government sites or local sites or jobs are so highly frequented and in some cases are the top sites for jobs in their location. So we probably sort of forget about that, and we probably shouldn't. These are really important sites to people looking for jobs and doing other things.
Yeah, trying to get paid unemployment.
Yeah, it's a geographical solutions, right? Or Geographic Solutions.
Geographic Solutions, yeah.
Geographic Solutions, yeah. If you want to know more, guys, go to Google and search Geographical Solutions crypto, or not crypto, but a cyber attack. And you can see all the sites. There's like Nebraska, Tennessee. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, obviously half, as we've outlined. But yeah, if you want to know more, hit up the Google machine. But yeah, we'll see if the lawsuits come. That'll be interesting to see if states and or Geographic Solutions.
They're going to get penalties. I mean, there's no question because they have downtime. So there's going to be millions of dollars in penalties. And I hope that GSL can actually get their shit together. I mean, again, nobody wants to see this happen. Yep. But you and I have talked about this. In seeing this happen, it seems like month after month, especially after the fucking UKG debacle, especially somebody who has sensitive data like this, this cannot be tolerated.
Yeah, I agree. Well, someone who's on the right track and not fucking up is Deel.
Yes,
that's Deel, Chad. The San Fran based company has struck a deal, see what I did there, to acquire PayGroup Limited, a publicly traded global payroll company based in Melbourne, Australia. Deel's offer would pay shareholders $1 in Australian currency per share, that's 69 cents in the US, in an all cash transaction. The deal implies a total equity value for PayGroup of approximately $82.6 million. The acquisition is expected to complete in October. All right, Chad, not exactly Elon looking to buy Twitter, but is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
So APAC expansion, baby. Why APAC? This is straight from the Financial Review. Quote, APAC is home to 2/3 of the world's population with huge skill talent pools of knowledge workers and tech talent, just the right skills that are in high demand across the world. We can open thousands of virtual employment doors around the world. End quote. So what we're talking about here is Deel is a remote centric type of organization where they can help any organization that wants to hire all over the world do it with ease, right? So this to me is a huge deal.
Period. It's on the right track. So for our listeners, in case you missed it, Deel is in a race to be the platform for global hiring and employee management, along with Oyster Remote, Velocity Global, WorkMotion, and many, many others. Founded in 2019, they're in 150 countries. They've also raised $425 million just October of last year. And they have a $5.5 billion valuation.
Probably bigger now.
Well, what better way to grow your company than to buy other companies? Mm-hmm. This purchase gives them a nice foothold into APAC, which you mentioned, without doing all the grunt work of actually building it yourself. I expect these companies with, a pretty big war chest to start buying up a lot of these companies to start gaining market share around the world. This is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of acquisitions globally of payroll companies and any other company that could support their features and services that they already provide.
Yeah.
It's a land rush, baby.
It's apparent that Deal isn't just going to rest and squirrel away. They're nuts. They've got like 600 million or 680 million in funding. Apparently, they're going to use it and they're going to make moves. PayGroup was founded in 2006, so they're not a youngster. They process nearly 11 billion in payroll each year for thousands of businesses. Again, if you want to be able to take over these huge swaths of opportunity and really expand that total addressable market, I mean, really expand into it, this is what you have to do. I can't see these big companies or these wanting to be Goliath companies like Deel and Remote and Oyster and so on and so forth. I can't see them growing without shit tons of acquisition and consolidation.
Yeah, for sure. Like traditionally, when you get a ton of money, you either have to grow sort of geographically or nationally. You know, you buy a bunch of commercials or you build brand, you buy people, you know, feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. These are global targeted companies, right? They don't have time. They don't have the money to market globally. They don't have the time to like build teams themselves. Acquisition is going to be the prime way that these global companies grow. So it's a good time to start your own little company if you're looking to sell in a 12 to 18 month period. Just a little tip out there if you want to build a startup. All right, let's go to healthcare, Chad. We've got three news stories in the first segment. That's how much news is going on this week, kids.
Crazy.
Nomad Health, an online platform that connects travel nurses with healthcare jobs, raised $105 million in its latest funding round, which brings total funding raised at the New York-based firm to more than $200 million. The company plans to expand its marketplace beyond travel nurses to allied health professionals, including lab techs, physical therapists, and ultrasound technicians. Nomad Health was founded in 2015 and now has a user base of more than 250,000 healthcare workers. Chad, you got to be excited about what's going on in healthcare. What are your thoughts on Nomad Health?
This does two things right out of the gate. Increases total addressable market, new business opportunities, right? So you're going to have an opportunity to be able to dig into new business where possibly you couldn't before. And then wallet share, increase the amount of revenue from your current clients. Their founders, I can't say this enough, instead of just taking more and more and more cash, you need to prove the model, then expand the model. And you can do that through what Deel just did in acquisition, or like Nomad is doing here. Not the other way around, though. Don't expand the model and start, you know, looking for a bigger TAM just because you got more money. You still have to ensure the model is proven. The big question, though, for me is, what's your prediction on this? Nomad starts buying healthcare staffing companies, or a large staffing company buys Nomad?
I'm going to go with Nomad buying up staffing companies. Mm-hmm. I think the heat is there. I think the tech is there. The business model is there. I think it's going to be them being the acquirer. And I think they're not going to be the only one to do it. Healthcare is going to be a trend that we talk about a lot. We've already talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my top three trends for the next few months, Chad, healthcare upskilling and robots. Anyway, we've seen gig economy come into the healthcare workforce where doctors, radiologists, nurses can sort of pick their hours, pick where they want to work, just like someone that drives an Uber can do. And now you're looking at something like this with travel nurses. They're getting into new marketplaces and new areas. I only see sunny skies for these businesses. You've got 77 million baby boomers that aren't getting any younger that need healthcare.
Yeah.
You've got the reality of COVID and now monkeypox. Who knows what's next? Healthcare is going to be in big demand. It's just fun to say monkeypox.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a trend that we see. We're talking about for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe till we stop doing this show, we'll be talking about healthcare companies raising a lot of money and growing their business.
Yeah. It'd be great for staffing companies to quit buying stupid shit like Monster and start focusing on things that are more, you know, evolutionary, you know, like step forward, like a Nomad Health. I mean, this just, again, it just makes sense. And the way that they're proving the model and expanding the model, I think, is great business practice.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. I got to blow my nose, and we'll talk about Pave.
Human Resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent, build great teams, and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com. Now, if this was the Europe show, it would be pave.
Pave, yes. Like visage is visage.
Visage.
All right, Chad. Compensation startup Pave has raised $100 million in a Series C, which mints them as, you guessed it, a new unicorn at $1.6 billion. In valuation, the company was founded in 2019, has 150 employees and more than 2,500 customers. The startup says it's on a mission to build the world's best compensation tools and easily accessible market data so companies can plan, communicate, and benchmark in real time. Based in San Francisco, Pave last raised a $46 million Series B. That was in August of 21. Investors in the company include the likes of, oh, I don't know, Andreessen Horowitz. Chad, is this company on solid ground or do you see cracks in the pavement?
Well, unifying total comp and budgeting, I can get behind. I'm a huge fan of whatever drives pay equity, people doing the same job getting paid at the same rate. I'm an even bigger fan of pay transparency. I mean, seriously, if you've got nothing to hide, then why the fuck are you hiding it? The big excuse for companies over the years has always been that systems are too complex to pull together the data and make comparisons without a ton of admin work. Well, guess what, kids? I've called bullshit for years, and now what platforms like Pave can do, I'm going to yell bullshit even louder. So with...
What did you say?
With platforms like Pave and Syndio, if you remember... Curlicocio. Yes. So Syndio,
bless you.
There are more reasons for equity in the workplace. Although I doubt you're going to see companies flock into these systems because most don't want to be equitable and transparent. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see companies going after these systems. They're just going to create excuses and they're not going to get there unless they're forced.
Interesting. So let me quote Index Ventures partner Mark Goldberg, who said in a statement, quote, compensation is a visceral problem for every company. For generations, we have been stuck with offline, finger in the air practices when finding out how much to pay people. These problems are both universal and wildly expensive, end quote. Throw in a pandemic and a more globalized workforce, and you've got yourself a really, really big problem that at least Pave is trying to solve.
Yeah.
Throwing tech into this is not necessarily a bad thing, at least in theory. Look, it's hard to get payment right or pay right when you're in just one city or one location. Try doing it for an entire world. I got to applaud them for getting in the game and trying to solve some of the pay transparency or pay issues that you've highlighted. It's also hard for me to see a company like this be a standalone company. I got to think that once the economy approves, they basically have a few different options. They can go IPO or they can sell. I think they're pretty pricey and I don't see the economy bouncing back anytime soon in terms of the public markets. So I would predict these guys go IPO, try to get some sort of evaluation that makes sense, and then have someone come in and buy them. Similar to how LinkedIn did when LinkedIn came to public markets and figured out what the hell is this thing actually worth because nobody knew what a social media company was worth. I think the same is similar with the companies in our space. Nobody's exactly sure what these companies are worth. IPO, get a price that people can agree on, and then probably sell out. Or go out of business. Who knows?
ADP needs to buy these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, is being able to have all of this data accessible in one place, which, you know, you can with Pave. I'm just not sure, like you had said, on a standalone system that companies are going to pay for it, because if they're not forced to, they don't have line item budgets. They're not getting fined out their ass by the U.S. government because of their pay practices. Why? Why do it?
Great points, Chad. And the NyQuil's kicking in, and I don't have a response for you. But let's go to our final news story. Gloat has announced a $90 million Series D round led by Generation Investment Management, a firm led by former Veep Al Gore. This brings the startup's total raise to $192 million. The proceeds will be put toward expanding Gloat's presence, growing its team of over 250 employees, and strengthening its R&D initiatives. Mm-hmm. Founded in 2015, Gloat sources information on employees to help match them to job openings at their employer, whether they're proactively searching or a manager seeks them out. In cases where a worker falls short of requirements, the platform provides guidance on what they need to learn, as well as part-time and shadowing opportunities. Upskilling and internal mobility are hot, Chad, and Gloat is riding the wave. Your thoughts?
So will companies embrace internal mobility? That's the big question. Whose budget does it come out of? Is there actually a line item budget big enough to buy another piece of tech that is going to be slammed into an already redundant tech stack? I said it before and I'll say it again. If retention and internal mobility are so goddamn important, why aren't companies buying IAM systems like Gloat? And if IAM was in such great demand, and by great demand, I mean people actually pay cold hard cash for it, why aren't bigger systems buying Gloat? Because they're not going to want to develop this themselves. They're going to go do some lame ass closet version. I'm in the same camp with Gloat that I am with Pave. Companies will talk the talk all damn day, but only a few will actually walk the walk. And will that few be enough to make Gloat a big player in this space? I think platforms like Gloat have to be ingrained and automated piece of every talent management system. This cannot be something that you actually think about. It just needs to happen. In general, internal mobility teams do not exist.
And they've got a few competitors, Chad. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
or not.
They do.
The way, your boy Josh Burson, say that fast a few times. Your boy Josh Burson is all over this one, saying in a blog post, quote, "I've talked with many Gloat customers and they all tell me the same thing. Once this system is up and running, the employees immediately love it," end quote. He added, quote, "I believe Gloat is one of the up-and-coming vendors that are data-driven, AI-centric systems designed to completely redesign how companies work," end quote. Wow. High praise.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they have a ton of competition, Eightfold, Phenom, iSIMS, and many others. But really, I mean, no matter what the economy does, like, internal mobility, I think, will remain hot. Upskilling, internal mobility. People hate recruiting. They want to improve retention, like keeping your current bucket of employees in the company and keeping them happy, I think, is going to continue to be important. Gloat obviously supports this trend and I think is in a decent position, but the competition makes me a lot less bullish than if they were one of the mavericks in this space and doing great things. But according to your boy, companies love them and employees love them even more. So, hey, it's sunny skies for Gloat as far as your boy Josh Burson is concerned. Well, speaking of sunny skies, let's talk about the Flying Hotel after this quick break.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
Chad, you remember Elysium?
I do.
With Matt Damon, yeah. Where all the rich, privileged people live on a luxury space station.
Yeah.
While the commoners had to struggle to survive on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to 2154, Chad. A giant nuclear-powered flying hotel.
Oh, my God.
Complete with a gym and swimming pool is set to carry 5,000 passengers in unparalleled luxury. It's now in the works, Chad. It's in the ideation stage. The AI-piloted Sky Cruise, that's what they're calling it, plans to remain airborne for months at a time.
Months.
While also docking to take on new passengers or to drop off anyone on board. The futuristic hybrid between a plane and a hotel, which has 20 engines powered by, get this, nuclear fusion, is designed never to land. Chad, we've been waiting for flying cars since the 1950s, and now we've made the leap to flying hotels. Are you ready to check in on this flight? Or are you sticking with Delta?
This to me is like the perfect like airplane sequel. This is what movies are made of. This is a comedy. I won't even go on a fucking cruise ship anymore. I mean, it is a petri dish, and you get to get off of the cruise ship, right? You get to get off in the Caribbean or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is being dubbed the new Titanic. Can you imagine a nuclear reactor falling from the sky? I'm going to go with no. This is hard pass for me.
Yeah, not only is it the next airplane, it's the next Armageddon, because when this thing hits Toledo is off the map. We can't visualize this verbally for the podcast, but if you go search for it, the images of this thing are absolutely ridiculous. It's like 10 times bigger than a regular plane. It's got like double. It's like a biplane with 20 engines on it.
It looks like a cruise ship with wings.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
By the way, it could be weaponized, right? Like not just crashing on its own. It could be shot down over whatever, and then it becomes a bomb, a nuclear bomb.
Really going dark, aren't you?
I'm going dark. That's where my brain is after all the meds. So I did love this one comment, quote, "I bet I still end up next to someone else's screaming three-year-old for the entire trip," end quote. I love human ingenuity, Chad, but this is a big never gonna happen for me.
Hard pass.
We out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.